الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين اللهم يسر ولا تعسر رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. In our discussion previously, we went further to look at the advice of Luqman to his son, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَحْنًا عَلَى وَحْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ أَنِ اشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ. We've seen this, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيَّ ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. So we spoke about the parents and the right of kid towards their parents. We were able to discuss a bit about that. But then Luqman, in his advice, he continued advise his son by saying, يَا بُنَيَّ إِنَّهَا إِن تَكُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ حَرْدَلٍ فَتَكُنْ فِي صَخَرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ. So this verse was talking about consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was our discussion previously. Now we're going to look at what Luqman told his son after telling him to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In our discussion regarding being conscious of Allah, we also spoke about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتْ وَاتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْهُوهَا وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. We've seen that. We've also seen the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us regarding being conscious of Allah, Allah will be with you. Okay? اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anytime you fear or you are conscious of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be there for you. Until the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, تَعَرَّفْ إِلَى اللَّهِ فِي الرَّحَىٰ يَعْرِفُكَ فِي شِدَّةٍ. Know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I تَعَرَّفْ. Know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Firraha, at the time that everything is going on well in your life, ya'rifuka fi shidda, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remember you when you are in difficulty. So the next advice after being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Luqman said to his son, ya bunayya aqimis salat. This part is our discussion today. If we got opportunity, we go further. But he is telling him, يَا بُنَيَّ أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ وَأَمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَانْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَاصْبِرْ. 3. أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ وَأَمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Enjoy good. وَانْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And forbid evil. وَاصْبِرْ. And also have patience. These four, we are only going to start with the salat. If we got opportunity, we go further. وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكَ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. That is our discussion. So inshallah, if we are able to go through all that, that will be good. If time does not permit, we will just stick to the salat. Now, what is salat? He advised his son to stick to salat. Wherever you are, when it's prayer time, make sure you go to prayer. It is very important to always acknowledge the prayer and go to prayer. Now, in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ani ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bunya al-islam ala khams, shahadat an la ilaha illallah, وأن محمد رسول الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وحج البيت وصوم رمضان. This hadith has already spoken about the five pillars of Islam, starting with the Shahada and also with the Salat, knowing I was paying Zakat, going to Hajj, and also fasting in the month of Ramadan. When we talk about Salat by itself, as Salat, Ad-Dua. When we say Salat, we mean Ad-Dua. That means supplication. So Luqman was telling his son to establish prayer. He should establish prayer. As if you are asking, if you pray, what do you get out of it? Before we even look at the pillars of Islam. Salat is a way where we go back to Allah and communicate and thank Him for the blessings that He bestowed upon us. So regarding this particular Salat, if it is a way that we communicate with Allah, what is the position of Salat in our deen? It is very important to understand, first of all, it's one of the pillars of Islam. Islam cannot be considered a religion fully or complete without Salat. So Salat is one of the main pillars of Islam, and we need to look at it from that point of view. But then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also said this hadith, because we're going to compile a hadith and then we take the lesson out of it. The first hadith was Buni al-Islam ala khams. Islam has been built on five pillars. What are they? Shahadatu an la ilaha illallah. For a person to testify, there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. Wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And also to testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are able to establish this, that is the foundation of your deen. If you are able to believe sincere in this, that is where you can build your belief or the other pillars of Islam. And he said, wa iqamis salat, and establish prayer. There's difference between iqamis salat, to establish prayer, or to just pray. But here, it is not about just praying once and you're done. But saying, establishment of prayer means to keep going back to the prayer and communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ita'i zakat, and also give charity. Wa hajj al-bayt, and also go to hajj. And also wa sawm ramadan, and fasting in the month of Ramadan. This hadith muttafaqun alayh, every scholar agreed upon these pillars of Islam. But then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told us, umirtu an uqatila an-nasa hatta yashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I have been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an uqatil, to fight my enemy, those that are attacking me, I should fight them back. Those that are fighting me, I should fight them back. Hatta yashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Until they bear witness that there's no God worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, and also establishes that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the servant of Allah. So the people that are fighting me, I'm supposed to fight them back. But whenever or the moment they establish this belief, they believe in Allah and they believe in the messenger, وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, and they establish their five daily prayer, وَيُؤْتُ الزَّكَاةِ, and they give charity, at that moment the Prophet ﷺ said, فَإِذَا فَعَلُوا ذَلِكَ, if they do this, عَصَمُوا مِنِّي دِمَاءَهُمْ, their blood is free from me, which means I cannot fight them anymore. So here, the belief in Islam, establishment of prayer and zakat, when a person keeps that, that by itself protects the person's blood. No Muslim can fight that person, because he said, when they do this, فَإِذَا فَعَلُوا ذَلِكَ عَصَمُوا مِنِّي دِمَاءَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ, I cannot touch their blood and I cannot touch their money, إِلَّا بِحَقِّ الْإِسْلَامِ, except with the right of Islam. وَحِسَابُهُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, What is haqq of Islam? When you kill somebody Islamically, you should be killed as well. At that moment, your blood is touched because of the right of somebody that you've killed. If you don't pay zakat, and we are living in a society where the Muslims are running the show, and we know you have the means, but you decided that you are not paying zakat, the Muslim leadership has the right to get someone to go and take exactly what is zakat in your money. So if you are able to establish your shahada and pray, your blood has been protected. That by itself is telling us that salat is something that protects your blood. And of course your zakat will also protect your wealth. So that is the idea here. So we've got something regarding this salat that Luqman was advising his son to establish, because not only it's going to increase him and get him connected with Allah, but in reality, that will be a deterrent from anyone who is going to touch his blood. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "An Abi Hurairah radhiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, awwal ma yuhasabu alayhi al-'abd yawm al-qiyamah min 'amalihi salatuh." The first thing that will be assessed, judged of a person on the day of Qiyamah among his deeds is his salat. So on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring people together, Yawm al-Mahshar, the first thing that will be assessed will be our salat. So it is very important, Luqman telling his son to establish the prayer, because it is very important. That will be the first question on the day of Qiyamah. So it's not about Luqman anymore. It's about us in our houses. Are we encouraging our kids to pray? Do we ask them to pray? Do we remind them of prayer? Do we wake them up in the morning for prayer? When they don't pray, do we discuss this? Do we remind them? Because this is the advice of Luqman. He advised his son to establish prayer, and knowing the first question that will be asked on the day of Qiyamah is Salat. If that child is able to understand the importance of prayer and prays this prayer, that means that child is free. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, "Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara," protect yourself and your children from Jahannam, at least these parents were able to teach their kids how to pray. They encourage them to pray whether they are with them or not. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then continued regarding this hadith. فَإِذَا صَلُحَتْ فَقَدَ أَفْلَحَ. If the person's salat is seen to be good, when Allah started checking judgment and they see that the salat that you brought is good, then that person, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ أي فَازَ, that person has succeeded. It means he is free. As long as the prayer is good, that person is free. وَإِنْ فَسَدَتْ فَقَدْ خَابَ وَخَسَرَ. If that prayer was not done properly, or that prayer was not even done at all, then that person, خَابَ وَخَسَرَ, he has lost. Woe unto such a person. That person has wasted their time for nothing. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued to tell us about this. فَإِنِ انْتَقَصَ مِنْ فَرِيدَتِهِ شَيْئًا قَالَ رَبَّ عَزَّ وَجَلْ أُنْذُرُوا هَلْ لِعَبِدِي مِنْ تَتَوُعُ. When they select and check your prayer, in that prayer, you did your best. But unfortunately, there are some deficiencies in there. There are things that you did that are not good, and your prayer was not that quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Then Allah will tell the angels, check and see in the affairs of my servant. Did he or she had some tatawwu'? Tatawwu' means nawafil, things that are optional. Has that person did some, like the prayer we do when we enter the masjid, Tahiyyat al-Masjid, when we come for Fajr, Rakatan al-Fajr, after Dhuhr, before Asr, after Maghrib, those sort of salawat that we do, those that are optional. When you keep doing that, Allah then will use that to rectify your salat that you did that are no good. And amazingly, in Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He emphasized on this when He wanted to praise tatawwu, things that are optional. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was saying, when you are able to establish what is compulsory on you, la yazalu abdi yatakarrabu ilayya bin nawafil, and my servant continue to come closer to me with the optional stuff, hatta uhibba, that will make me love my servant. فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ, if I love my servant, then I will become the hearing that he used to listen with. وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يَبْصِرُ بِهِ, I will be his sight, I am seeing on his behalf. وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا, I will become his hands that he holds or touches things with. وَرِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهَا, and I will become his foot or his legs that he walks with. And Allah continued to describe this situation by saying, if my servant does this, the love that I give this servant of mine, when he come to me walking, I come to him trotting. When he come to me trotting, I'll come to him running. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, when he come closer to me, just like 1 yard, I'll come closer to him, more closer. And even if he is so busy that he forgot to ask me, I'll give him more than I give those who ask me. So the salat is very important. And if we are able to perform this prayer and add the tatawwu, then of course, if there is any deficiency, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use that to fix our prayer. Not only that, if the prayer is good, as Allah said in the Prophet ﷺ said in this hadith, everything else is good because of some of the benefits of the prayer, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Indeed, your prayer will then protect you from doing evil act. So when we pray, definitely that will be the reason that we will succeed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the angels, look at his optional deeds. If he has enough, use it to fix his salat. فَيُكْمِلُ بِهَا مَنْ تَقَصَى مِنَ الْفَرَائِدِ ثُمَّ يَكُونُ سَائِرَ أَعْمَالِهِ عَلَى هَذَا. And they will use that to fix his prayer, and then that will be the rest of his affairs will be checked on this. In a nutshell, what we just spoke about just now has given us some important things that we can say regarding salat before we continue. Number one, salat is one of the 3 or 5 pillars of Islam. So it is very important. Number two, salat is something that protects one's blood and also the person's money, as if they establish the prayer, that will be something that will be a protection for them. Number three, a salat, when you do it properly, because it will be the first thing that will be asked on the day of Qiyamah, that will make it easier for a person to be or to have the best of our judgment on the day of Qiyamah without having any problems. So that is number one regarding the advice of prayer and what we get in the prayer. Now, if you are looking at this, let's go to the opposite of those who neglect their prayer. What happened? Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, Hafidhu ala salawat wa salatil wusta wa qumu lillahi qanitin. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he was talking about those who neglect their prayer, I can remember in Surah Al-Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about those people who neglect the prayer and what exactly is the consequences of that, when he said, فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفًا أَضَاءُ الصَّلَاةِ. And those who came after them in terms of those who came and replaced those who came before them, of course, in these verses, we need to look at the previous verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the Bani Israel. But here, he's saying that those who came and then take over they have neglected their prayer. أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةِ. And when they neglect their prayer, وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ, they follow their personal interests. What will happen to them? فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّ. They will indeed meet evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, whoever neglects their prayer, indeed they will meet evil, which means that there will be punishment for them. And we go back to this previous hadith, as we made mention, at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam clearly stated that the only reason he stopped fighting with people was because of their establishment of their prayer. And in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, "Inna bayna ar-rajuli wa shirk wal kufr tarku as-salat." The only thing that is between a person and their shirk or kufr is neglecting their prayer. And of course, both too, you don't want to be part of them. So if you neglect your prayer, indeed, you will just be considered as a kafir or mushrik. So it is very important to acknowledge that as well. Now, before we continue, we're looking at this. The Prophet ﷺ said, the agreement, al-ahdu alladhi baynana wa baynahum as-salat, faman tarakaha faqad kafara. The agreement between us and those that are not Muslims is salat. So whoever neglect the prayer has indeed become kafir. So a Muslim, calling yourself a Muslim, ask yourself how often out of your laziness you neglect your prayer. Someone will say, wallahi, because of my job, it's been how many months I've not been to the masjid. Maybe I try my best on Fridays only. You will come on the day of Qiyamah telling Allah because of your job. Luqman advised his son regarding this, and he stick on that to show how important our prayer is. Dear respected brothers, when we look at the prayer itself, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divided the prayer between himself and his servant. Allah said, I divided the prayer between myself and my servant. When my servant said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time the angels, he is proud of his servant in front of the angels and saying, my servant has just glorified me. When he will say, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah is responding. Maliki Yawmiddin, Allah is responding. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Allah would then turn to his servant and say, my servant, now is between me and you. Ask whatever you want. Now, this discussion, brothers, is very important. Allah is telling us he is communicating with you in the prayer. Whatever you say, Allah replies you. The moment you said, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, Allah is saying, now, at this moment, is between us. Ask me whatever you want. I will answer you. Ask me whatever you want. I will answer you. Now, we don't know what we need. We only thought we know because of what we see in front of us. But the most important thing is, you need to go back and see, why did Allah create me? Everyone can give excuse why they don't go to the masjid. Everyone can give excuse why they don't go to Umrah. Everyone can give excuse why they don't go to Hajj. And their excuse will be tangible, okay, for them. But the day they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is where they understood whether that excuse is tangible or not. The day you met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it happens that the life that you had, Allah has provided enough for you to be able to go to Hajj, but you chose not to go, or Allah has given you opportunity for you to be able to, مثلا, go to Umrah, and you chose not to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows whatever job you have, and there are windows in which you can utilize to be able to go for Jummah prayer, but you chose not to do that. In that sense, that is where you understand whether you are deceiving yourself or deceiving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in reality, brothers and sisters, Allah knows why He created us. And He said in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِعَبْدُونَ. We've not created the jinn and human except for them to worship us. Allah said that is the purpose. You can only worship Allah when you are able to recognize Allah. You are only able to worship Allah when you are able to have the belief in Allah. When you are able to understand He is your creator, if you are able to understand He is your sustainer, the moment you get this understanding, that is the time where you will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He created you. Now, you need Iman to be able to establish your 5 daily prayer. You need Iman to be able to understand your creator. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when He said to you, at this moment, it is between myself and you. Ask whatever you want. Straight away, Allah taught you the dua to ask, which is what? Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. You ask your guidance from Allah. Indeed, one cannot guide himself. So Allah is teaching you things that you need to ask. You need to ask Allah to guide you. He said, say, Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. He said, whatever you ask, He is going to answer you. And He's telling you what to ask. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us on the straight path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that. Guide us on the straight path. Which path is this? We went further to talk about it. The path, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim, sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. The path of those that you have mercy upon. The path of those that your mercy is on. Who are these people? من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء. They are the prophets, they are those that are siddiqeen, they are those that what? Ash-shuhada. They are those that are martyrs, those that have connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in reality, we are trying to understand this idea by knowing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want us to do and what is more important for us. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. And we went and asked Allah, غَيْرِ الْمَغْدُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ. Not those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger is on. وَلَا الضَّالِينَ. And not those that have gone astray. So we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the prayer to guide us. So imagine if you don't go to prayer, at least in your prayer, 17 times a day, you read Surah Al-Fatiha. Regardless of whether you are praying sunnah or not, your first prayer only, you got 17 rak'ahs that you read Surah Al-Fatiha. In each one, you are asking Allah to guide you on the straight path. That is why it's very important, brothers. The Prophet encourages us at any given time to make sure that we will be with the Imam from Takbirat al-Ihram. We should be in the prayer at the beginning of the Salat. We should always try to go early and be part of this prayer from the beginning. Don't be someone who has the habit of coming to prayer always late. So, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. We ask Allah to guide us on the straight path. Because Allah is telling us, I know why I created you. The purpose of creation is to worship Allah. So, when you are able to get the guidance of Allah and you are on the straight path, definitely you will be doing the right thing. And remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lead you on the straight path. But then, it will be left for you to be able to take the rest of the responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers your dua. Whenever you are in prayer, when you ask Allah, Allah will answer. Now, you said Allah should guide you on the straight path. Allah has accepted the dua. When you went out, the group of people that you met, and the action that is going there, is it the action of the people of the straight path? When you left the masjid, the gossiping, the backbiting that you found yourself in, Is it the work of the people that are on the right path? When you went and engaged in business, cheating, taking advantage of people, is this the path of those that are on the right path? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ask me and I will answer. Remember, everywhere in the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about it, Udu'uni astajib lakum. Make dua, supplicate, ask me, I will give you. In your prayer, that is the best time to make your dua. Here you are, you asked Allah. Allah has given you. Now you went out and chose different path. So Luqman advised his son. He should establish the prayer. He should stick by the prayer. That is Safinatun Najah. That is the sheep that will be for the protection. That is what we call Safinatun Najah, the sheep of Nuh alayhi salam. Those that were in the ark were those who were saved. Anyone who went out of it is lost. And this is the agreement the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying. The agreement is between us and them is as-salat. If the salat is established, then you are safe. If it's not, then you will just be with kuffar or kufr and shirk. That is the only group you can be with. So in a nutshell, brothers and sisters, the advice of Luqman, when it came to the prayer, he emphasized on his child to stick to the prayer. And as we know, this prayer is the way in which we communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some prophets were given just one salat. Others were given two salat. We were fortunate. Allah gave us up to 50. And also out of his rahmah, out of his mercy, he took 45 out of it and left us with 5 daily prayer. But when we establish this 5 daily prayer, we get the reward of 50 prayer out of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. And we don't need to go through the journey of Isra and Mi'raj to appreciate this. But remember, every part of your deed, these 5 pillars of Islam we made mention, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was given this information in this dunya. Except the 5 daily prayer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him special invitation as he described that in the Quran. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan minal masjidil harami ila al masjid al aqsa alladhi barakna hawla. That is the journey of Isra, which he did with the Burak from Mecca to Quds. And also from there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the other journey until he was telling us he reached a stage, فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى. He got closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like just having a bow and an arrow. That is how closer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described his meeting with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and gave him this prayer. So for you to get this opportunity to establish this prayer, how important it is, ask the prophets, they will tell you. Not all prophets were given these prayers that we got. The Isha prayer that we pray, some of us will come, some will pray at home. This salat by itself is called Salat al-Mursaleen. The 313 prophet messengers that are ahead of the rest of the 124,000, they were given the Salat al-Mursaleen. It's a prayer that is dedicated for only Mursaleen. They are those that were given this prayer. Because at night is the time and the opportunity to communicate with Allah one-on-one. And most of this prayer of the prophets, they are the only people who do it. Even their people are not given that prayer. So Allah, out of his mercy, he has given you the prayer. He said, come and talk to me. Come and communicate with me. Come and have a chat at any given time. Dunya is taking you. Quickly rush and come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has given you this opportunity. And if you don't take it, then you are the one to be blamed. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has given the message. The message that he was given, he made sure he passed it on to you. And remember, when he lost his uncle who couldn't become a Muslim, the uncle who couldn't become a Muslim, but the love he had for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam shed tears. He was sad. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, Regarding that, O Muhammad, innaka la tahdi man ahbabta. O Muhammad, you cannot guide whomever you want. Guidance is from Allah. So when you found yourself in Islam, thank Allah. Ask Allah to keep you on the deen. Keep asking Allah to guide you on the straight path. Keep asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you and maintain you in the deen. For indeed, He is the only one who can give you this opportunity. So inshallah, without wasting much of your time, we've seen the advice of Luqman regarding our establishment of prayer as he told his son, Ya bunayya aqimis salat. Oh my child, establish prayer. You should do the same at home. Remind your children about prayer. Remind them how important is the prayer. Remind them and remind yourself, be the best example at your homes. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not turn your houses like graveyard, which means that do some prayers at home. Let the kids see you praying so that the house itself will be, well, more or less light will be in the house. So most of our optional prayer, we are encouraged to do it at home, and we try the best when it comes to the extra 5 daily prayer. We should try to be part of the congregation, most especially Maghrib, Isha, and Fajr. We should try to always come to the masjid. So inshallah, we will look at what he made mention by wa'amur bil ma'ruf wa nha 'anil munkar in our next discussion on the journey of the verses in Surah Al-Luqman, how to enjoy good and forbid evil. We'll look at the surah verses in Surah Al-Asr regarding this, and we'll also look at the verses that spoke about kuntum khayra umma ukhrijat lin-nas. We'll be looking at that inshallah. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. If there are questions, inshallah, we